Veteran journalist and travel editor Mike Smith is an unabashed fan of the New South Wales Central Coast, which is just over an hour out of Sydney and stretches about 70 kilometres along the Pacific Ocean, north from Moonee Moonee and the Hawkesbury River system to the southern edge of Lake Macquarie near Newcastle. Mike details what this region has to offer local and international visitors, from its beaches and waterways to forests and trails, along with small villages and towns in the hinterland where there's an array of producers of food and beverage. Mike Smith on the line. Mike is one of those legends of journalism in this country, a travel writer for a squillion years. We won't go into it exactly how many. But I enjoyed travelling with Mike to Macau last year, and we've chatted about that. We've also talked about some of the places on his back doorstep, but today he's here to talk about the Central Coast of New South Wales. And as Sydney is often the portal people use to come into Australia, those of you overseas, it's good if you can find something nearby to go and explore. Maybe get a rental car or there's public transport to some of these places, electric trains and all that. Now, Mike, the Central Coast, for people who don't know, where does it start and finish?
For starters, it only takes about 1 hour, 15 minutes from Sydney to drive there along the M1.
Yep.
And the actual Central Coast itself starts as far south as Moonee Moonee. You'll probably remember the Moonee Moonee Bridge that crosses one of the... The Hawkesbury River area. And it stretches right up to Budgiewoy, almost up to the Lake Macquarie area of Newcastle. So it's quite a stretch. It's about 70 kilometres all up.
Yep.
And it would be very hard to cover the Central Coast on one visit. So ideally, you'd concentrate in one section of the Central Coast and spend much of your time around that area itself.
Okay, so obviously the best way to go is by vehicle.
Oh, yes, absolutely. 1 hour, 15 minutes by car, and you're there right in the middle of Terrigal Beach, which is one of the beauty spots of Central Coast.
Sorry. I was just going to say, again, for people who don't understand, this is the Pacific Ocean we're talking about on this coast, aren't we?
Oh, yes, yes. The Tasman Sea or the Pacific Coast, whatever you like to call it. And there's so many different beaches. It's the quintessential Australian holiday playground, to be truthful, where you can swim, surf, fish as much as you like. And coming up very soon will be the whale-watching season. So there's a lot of headlands along the Central Coast where you can get a good vantage point to see the humpbacks on their swim up the coast to Queensland.
Now, I know from my own grandchildren that this is a holiday, school holiday period on the New South Wales.
Yes, it's starting now. It started just recently. And it's probably not as busy as summer, but it would still be quite busy up there during the school holidays with all the caravan parks, the motels, the hotels, and there's a large array of accommodation up here you can spend your time at, and right on the beach itself, so you can just get up out of your bed, walk onto the sand, and just enjoy the beauty of the beaches along the Central Coast.
Okay, so we'll give people an idea as to where they might point their browser to find accommodation, etc., at the end of our little chat. But so what are the key places that you really need to visit, Mike? There's obviously a large choice. What are your sort of top five?
My top five, for starters, there's a whole host of local producers up here who have created what they call the Maker's Trail.
Yeah.
And that is a combination of the Broken Bay Pearl Farm, which you can go and see the pearls that are cultivated in the Hawkesbury area.
I didn't know they did pearls there. I know they grew oysters, but I thought just...
They grew oysters. Yes, they've got pearls. They've got a large array of pearls, which are very similar to the pearls you get in the off the Western Australian coast,
oh,
up in the
really?
Kimberley area.
Okay.
So it's one place well worth experiencing.
Yeah.
You've got the chocolate and nougat factory at North Gosford. Now, they've got a whole array of nougat chocolates, and it's won many awards. And this is a haven for kids. You can actually go in and choose whatever you like. You can actually make your own chocolates and sprinkle them with hundreds and thousands and whatnot. So it's very much hands-on. Willy Wonka, you know, eat your heart out. Oh. That's that sort of place to go to.
So they've just come down off the Easter chocolate high. We'll give them another boost.
Keep it going. Keep the sugar count going.
Right.
And up near Wyong, the old cheese factory in the old dairy is a small cheese factory.
Right.
Which has produced many award-winning cheeses. And you can have your marinated feta there, if you like. All sorts of cheddars of the blue variety. And it was founded by Russell and Sue Parsons, who just wanted to take up a hobby. And that hobby's become a small business.
That's often so the that's way. Well, yeah. Now that's great.
Yeah. So there's a whole host of things you can do and see up here, apart from spend your time on the beach.
Right.
And also, if you go up to around Lake Tugra, there's some beautiful spots up there, up towards the entrance, where you can try your luck at fishing. You can go out in a boat, hire a boat and take it out on the lake just to get away from the usual things they're doing around the campfire on the beach. But, of course, the reptile park is famous up there as well, where they've got 200 different varieties of local native habitat. So there's a lot to do up there. You can go horse riding up at Dooralong, which is west of the coastline itself.
Right.
So there's so many things to do up there and see, and full of surprises. You know, you'd be surprised to see what you'd find up in the Central Coast, because it's more than just beach, sun, and surf.
And just in terms of the key beach destinations, Mike, what would you suggest there?
Well, Terrigal's a lovely place to go and swim. There has a decent surf there, so if you want to go and take your surfboard out, that's the place to go. The more protected areas around Brisbane waters, like Etalong and Umina, child-friendly, no surf. Don't expect any surf there.
No, but that's good. We need to know about
it's quite,
that.
Quite shallow there for young families to go and put their toes in the water or put their full body in the water if they can get out to the depth.
Yeah.
But all the surf beaches, you've got Copacabana, McMaster's Beach, Kilcare Beach, which is a fantastic beach for surfing, and it's right on the Booty National Park. So you can actually go bushwalking around that area and surf in the afternoon down at Kilcare Beach. And then, of course, you get up to the entrance, which is famous tourist area for its dining, and the pelicans are up there. Always, you can't feed them anymore. It used to be a feeding time at 3 o'clock, but since COVID happened, they no longer run those feeding sessions up at the entrance.
Don't they just come in for the fishermen's leftovers?
Oh yes. If you go anywhere along the coast and find where the fishermen have come in, you can guarantee there'll be pelicans there waiting for them to scale the fish and gut them and throw the scraps away, and the pelicans would be happy enough to open up the beak and swallow every bit of it.
They're fantastic. Now, Mike, for people who, obviously people towing caravans are going to be looking for caravan parks, but if you're just in a car, perhaps you've come in from overseas, what's the best way to go? Is there a regional tourism organisation that you can look to for information on the types of accommodation, the costs, the locations, etc.?
There's an information centre at the entrance itself, and so they've just upgraded it, and it's quite open and quite savvy when it comes to going online and seeking out more information on the coast. But there's a website, lovecentralcoast.com, which would be well worth going on to in preparation for a trip up there, so you can find out where to stay, what to see, where to eat, and the dining options are quite. There's plenty of dining options right through the coast, all the way from Patonga down south, up to Budgiewooi in the north. As I say, it's about a 70-kilometre trip.
Right, and I know that these areas have some fantastic producers who are usually in the hinterland of the coast. So it's not just fish, chips, and hot pies, is it?
No, there's coffee makers, there's botanic winery, yep, where you can actually taste wines from the flowers, which is quite
interesting.
That's at Holgate, which is just inland from Foresters Beach.
Right. Well, that's a nice little secret you've just given us. Floral wines.
Floral wines. It's called Fires Creek Botanical Wines. Okay. And it's a family-owned property.
Right.
And they've picked up something like 45 medals for their wines. So
they're
well worth sampling. In fact, you can do a sample up there with some of the local chocolate, which is made in the area as well. So that's well worth exploring when you get up to the Central Coast.
Yep.
So there's a lot to see and do rather than just, go down for a swim at the beach.
Yeah. How many days would you recommend spending on the Central Coast? Let's say, you've got up to a week. Could you kill a week up there?
Oh, absolutely, you could. Coming from Sydney, I usually used it as a short break holiday of about 3 or 4 nights.
Right.
And I've only just touched the surface when it comes to going to see attractions up there.
Right.
I just remembered Ken Duncan's photographic studio is up there at Erina, and that's well worth going in to have a look at all these works over the years from all the locally photographed images.
He specialises in the panorama, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely.
Which is and a it's lovely worldwide. Format. Yeah, I enjoyed
that. Yeah. And you can have a coffee up there in the cafe before you or after you've explored his gallery.
Okay.
And that's well worth a visit. And as I say, the dining options are many, from just having a pie at the Not Just Cakes bakery at Wamberal, which is just near Terrigal.
Yeah.
To having fish and chips at the Avoca Beach House,
and which is a lovely spot. Do they have the fishermen's co-ops in some of these places where you can, go and buy a bucket of prawns or whatever the...
Yeah, there's a number of areas where you can go and get the local prawns. There's one just at Etalong. It's a little hole in the wall near the Etalong Diggers Club.
Right.
And you can go and get the local prawn, buy local prawns there as well as other fresh fish.
Fantastic.
So it's not a co-op, but it's a little hole in the wall, which is well worth exploring and just buy your lunch and go and sit on the water's edge at Etalong.
The Central Coast sounds like it's got a fair bit going for it, and you're out of the hustle and bustle of the big city.
Yes.
So, I mean, the Pacific Highway, though, is a little bit busy, isn't it?
It can be during school holidays, in particular at the start or the end of school holidays.
Right.
The busiest season would be the Christmas summer. Holidays.
The summer holidays. And weather-wise, Mike, it's a temperate sort of climate there. You don't get Melbourne weather up there, do you?
No, not the four seasons in one day. No.
You're
right. It's more temperate. It's very similar to Sydney coastline beaches. You get that northeasterly breeze coming in the afternoon after midday.
Yeah.
And which creates at least a decent surf. And, it's a temperate climate. In fact, when I stayed at Kim's, they've got a subtropical forest within the resort up there at Toowoomba Bay.
Right.
So you've got these little pockets of subtropical forest all the way along the Central Coast.
Okay. I think you might be our Central Coast correspondent.
I should go up there again.
Yeah,
as absolutely. I said, there's a lot of choices of places to stay.
No, like you've obviously spent time there over the years, Mike.
Yeah, over the years, from camping all through to the five-star resort. So somebody has to do it, as I say, Graham.
Yeah, you're not tempted to move up there, are you?
It'd be nice to have a holiday house up there.
Yeah.
But I think the budget wouldn't allow for that.
No.
Not at the moment, in any case.
No, I understand. Well, Mike, thank you so much. You're a font of information. And I love the little, the hole in the wall and the other little tricks you pull out of your bag of people love those little, us telling them little secret places to find and to try.
Yes.
And experiences that are available. I suppose these beaches, you could probably hire kayaks and paddleboards and things, can you? Some of these places?
Yeah, yes, you can, definitely can.
Okay.
At the various beaches like Terrigal and Toowoomba Bay, a few of the beaches you can do that.
Beautiful.
Definitely.
So lovecentralcoast.com, that's where to go.
Yeah, lovecentralcoast.com.
Beautiful. Mike Smith, thank you again.
Thanks, Graham.
Mike Smith there, extolling the virtues of New South Wales' Central Coast. More information, lovecentralcoast.com.